18 months have passed since brutal fighting erupted between the Sudanese armed forces and the rapid support forces. The suffering is growing by the day, with almost 25 million people now requiring assistance. The people of Sudan are living through a nightmare of violence, with thousands of civilians killed and countless others facing unspeakable atrocities, including widespread rape and sexual assaults. In recent days, we have heard shocking reports of mass killings and sexual violence in villages in Al Jazeera State in the east of the country. They are also enduring a nightmare of hunger, as more than 750,000 people face catastrophic food insecurity and famine conditions take hold in displacement sites in North Darfur, while millions struggle to feed themselves every day. They are confronting a nightmare of disease, with cholera, malaria, dengue fever, measles, and rubella spreading fast. A nightmare of collapsed infrastructure, with vital health systems, transportation networks, water and sanitation systems, supply routes, and agricultural production grinding to a halt. A nightmare of displacement, the largest displacement crisis in the world, with more than 11 million people fleeing since April last year, including nearly 3 million who have crossed into neighboring countries. A nightmare of extreme weather, with nearly 600,000 people affected by heavy rains and floods this summer. And Sudan is once again rapidly becoming a nightmare of mass ethnic violence, in particular with the dramatic escalation of fighting in El Fasher. Madam President, we have consistently appealed to both sides to end the fighting. We face the serious possibility of the conflict igniting regional instability from Sahel to the Horn of Africa to the Red Sea.